It's good to see you today in the Lord's house. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. In this passage of Scripture, he's writing to the church at Thessalonica. That was the church that we studied together on the second missionary trip that Paul made. And in this particular church, he writes to them and says in verse 8, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us that manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." Now listen. "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Christ Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." This church was an amazing church. Like all churches, it had its problems. But here was a church that was fully given to the response to the gospel. They were a people that took the gospel message and went out and shared it with others. Paul says, "We have nothing to add to your evangelistic outreach. Your outpouring of sharing the gospel is amazing." And then he goes on to say this about them, that because you saw in Christ the right response, repentance toward God, faith through our Lord Jesus Christ, and the transforming power of God that it took place in your life, that you left your idols. You didn't hang on to them. You left your idols. That's the power of Christ. Not only that, they turned to God to serve the living and true God. That's the work of the gospel within the heart. But this final aspect in verse 10 is so important. What does God put in our hearts at the moment of salvation? It's this desire to be with Him for all eternity. The desire to be with Him for all eternity, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That desire to be with our Savior is something that's implanted by the Spirit of God. Jesus said that the Spirit would bear witness of Him, that He would bear witness of Jesus within the heart. And this is part of that bearing witness. Not only are we the sons of God, but we have a place with Christ in heaven, and we long to be with Him at that time. I want to just encourage you this morning. Don't let your roots sink too deep into this world. Understand that we have another citizenship. It's the one that counts. Citizenship in heaven and being with our Savior for all eternity. That should be our heart's desire. And we give glory and praise to the Spirit of God that bears witness of Christ in our lives, but also bears witness of our desire to be with Him for all eternity.